a miracle worker, a promise keeper. Hallelujah. Whatever he's promised you, it's going to happen. It will happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because know why? God is not a man that he can lie, nor the son of man that he need to repent. When God says so, it settles it. What God told you is going to happen, it's going good or bad now. Not just the good stuff, hallelujah. The bad stuff too. Because he said blessings are blessed, curses are cursed. So you got to be in the blessing line. Don't you want to get in the blessing line this morning? Hallelujah. Don't you want to get in the line, hallelujah, that will feel, receive everything that God has for you? Waymaker, Michael, promise keeper, hallelujah, light in the darkness. We in a dark and perverse world here now, hallelujah, but God is our light. He's our light. Don't be afraid, saints. God promised you, hallelujah, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He promised you that I'm your peace. I'm your safety. You hid under the shadow of the Almighty. Now you know can't nothing get up under that shadow. That's a big old shadow. God is a big old God. Hallelujah. There's no God like Jehovah. No God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. He is a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Hallelujah. God is all that we could ever need. Saints of God, it's time. It's time. It's time, it's time. It's time, it's time. Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to read a scripture now because she already done preached. Ain't a thing I could do about it. Ain't a thing I could do about it every time. But just come and read the scripture to follow up on the sermon. Hallelujah. That's all I can do. I'm going to try to do what God told me to do, but the girl messed me up every time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My sermon today is, yeah, it is. See, she preached. It's preparation time. Hallelujah. Saints of God, it's preparation time. You might say preparation for what? You know, preparation to receive the blessings that God had for you. But preparation to be a blessing to somebody else. We got to get out of the selfishness, the self-centeredness. If God's going to bless you, he's blessing you to be a blessing. He ain't blessing you just to hold it close to you and just wallow in it, rejoice in it, rejoice in it so you can pass it on to somebody else. Hallelujah. God, it's time. It's preparation time. Not only is it preparation time to be a blessing, it's preparation time for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's coming soon. And everybody ain't going with him. I must be honest with you. Because you come to church don't mean he gonna pick you up. Because you might be sitting in this church, in any church, in some church, he pick up those around you and leave you sitting. That'll be a terrible, terrible day. That'll be a terrible day. It's preparation time to get ready. Get ready. What did T.D. Jake? Get ready, get ready, get ready. I don't care what T.D. say. I say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because he is coming soon. And he wants to bless you. He wants to take each and every one of us with. He don't want to. God said, I have none to perish, but that all would come to repentance. But are you ready? Are you really ready? Has your heart been prepared for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are you ready? Have you laid down those weights and those things that so easily beset you, that holds you back, to keep from the Holy Spirit filling you? See, the Spirit of God said, I won't dwell in an unclean temple. If you're holding on stuff on the inside, even as Sister Seal said, even if it's unforgiveness, hatred, whatever it is that caused you to be separated from God, it's time. It's preparation time to get yourself right, to get ready. Get ready, hallelujah. He is coming. He wants to bless us. He wants to move in this place so much. He wants to take us to a higher level every time we meet. But he wants to take you to a higher level every time you go home. Every time you get in your car. Is it just when you come here that you're praising and worshiping God? Is that the only time you meet up with him? Because he don't want you just to meet him here, hallelujah. He wants you every minute of every day. You know something that can give you peace? I tell you, when things get all turned up in your mind, Pastor, when things get all turned upside down in your family, when you can call on the name of Jesus, oh, when you can call on that name of Jesus, and you know who you're calling on, you know who's going to answer you, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it, hallelujah, because he promised. See that work of the cross? When he said it was finished, it's finished, it's over. Yeah, many are the afflictions of the righteous. We go through some stuff. Just because you're saved don't mean you ain't going through some stuff. Hallelujah. But you know what? We go through stuff with peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Now, if you don't go through stuff and ain't got no peace, if you go through stuff and don't have peace, got to check your relationship with Jesus. You better check your relationship now. How much time are you spending with him? How much time are you giving him? How many days, hallelujah, do you fast and pray? Hallelujah. How many times, how many hours, how many minutes? Sometimes we don't worship God but a minute. Lord, I thank you. You said, Lord, I thank you for this food. May it be used for whatever. Take the infirmities out of you. Take the impurity. God don't care nothing about that. Eat your food. Eat your food. All God wants you to do is worship him. He'll take care of the rest of everything in your life. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the one, Sister Allison. The God we serve will take care of everything in our life. I believe that. Yes, you know something? I'm going to wear my mask when I go out. I'm going to put on some gloves. But I don't believe the God I serve will let me, until I'm finished with what he got for me down here, go out of this world because of corona, heart attacks, cancer, or nothing else. I ain't going nowhere, saints of God. I ain't scared. I'm not scared. Don't be afraid. See, we can trust God when everything is smooth. Ah, Lord, I trust you. I praise you. Got all the money in the bank. My health is good. Ain't no corona running around. Ain't no riots in the street. We can trust God. But what's going to happen when the thing breaks down? What's going to happen when stuff breaks down? It's time now, saints of God, to be prepared. Don't get prepared. Be prepared. Because you never know the day nor the hour when Jesus is going to part those clouds. Come on a cloud, hallelujah, with the sound of a trump. See, even the praise team sung the message today. It did. See, that's God. God ain't got but one message for us today. Now, tomorrow you might have something else because God is a God of diversity. You know, God is all we could ever need. Hallelujah. Praise him, saints, because he's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory, glory. What a mighty God we serve. I'm going to read a little word because, honestly, the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Do you feel him? Do you know he's here? Hallelujah. Is he touching you this morning? Don't worry about the one that's sitting beside you, the one that's in the behind you. Let him touch you. Let him change your heart today. We should never, never enter into the house of the Lord and go out the same way that we came in. We should never, never do that. God always wants to do something. There's always a word, even if it's just peace, that I need today. We all need some. God wouldn't have us here if we didn't need some. And most of all, we need Jesus. We need Jesus. If you've been playing around with Jesus, not really getting to know him, not really communicating with him, not really having a relationship with. It's time, saints. Don't let him set apart for me. You workers of iniquity, I never knew you. But I did all these things. I preached in your name, brother, Pastor Tony. I fed the hungry. Sharon, I went out on the street and I hugged the drug dealers and the drug addicts. And Scott, depart from me. I never knew you. No, you did it in your name. All of that so you could get the glory out of it. Hallelujah. But unless God gets the glory out of whatever you're doing and whatever you're saying, you're wasting your time. It's time. Sister Angelica, but didn't I sing your praises on a Sunday morning? Yeah, you sung, but what's the praise to me? That you just have a beautiful voice that people could say, that girl can sing. No, it's time. It's time to build that relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah, because he's worthy. Isn't he worthy, saints? Isn't he worthy, saints? Isn't he the best thing that could ever happen to you? Saints, anybody in here that don't know that, take a taste of it. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's sweeter than the honey, you know, from the honeycomb. He's awesome. Hallelujah. He's the best friend I ever had. I'm telling you, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. When he saved my soul, hallelujah. In 1987, I was 48 years old. Old woman acting like an idiot. Acting like an idiot. All over the world. Giving God no glory. Spending up his money. God gave me good money. I spent it up too. But I had to repent. Hey, once you repent, it's okay. Once you repent. But then you got to live like something. You can't just repent. Because you repent and not live like something mean you didn't repent. You might say, I'm sorry. But repentance means you turn away from it and you do not go back to it. I repented for the life that I lived before I knew my God. And I said, Lord, why did it take me so long? Why did it take me so long? I'm having such a great time. I thought I was having a good time in the world, all over the place. I mean, all over the place. Virgin Islands, Bahamas. And where I could think of going. Goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy followed me all up in those plains. Ain't had sense enough to pray when you got on the plane. Now I'm telling you now, that was me. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. You know, I was a mess. A total mess. But God. But God got a hold of me one day. Turned me upside down, turned me around, changed my walk, changed my talk, hallelujah. Changed me from the inside out, hallelujah, hallelujah. And now I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And he lives on the inside of me every day. That's why I'm very careful what I do with this body. My body is the temple of the living God. I'm very careful as to what I put in my body because I know spirits will come in. And all I want is the Holy Spirit. That's all you want is the Holy Spirit living in you. So if you're putting anything else in there, get rid of it. You can. I did. I got rid of all the spirits, all the nicotine. I didn't do it. God did it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Amen. Okay. Thank you. I just want to read Deuteronomy 28. Because this is what it's all about this morning. Holy Father, we worship you. Lord Jesus, I love you. I love you more than anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you even more than life. Because you are my life. Lord, I love you this morning. I bless you this morning. Hallelujah. I worship you this morning, Lord. There is no God like you. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift you up. Thank you for meeting us here. Thank you for meeting us when we get in our car. Thank you for meeting us when we get home, dear God. Thank you for blessing our children, dear God. Blessing our grandchildren, dear God. Our great-grandchildren, dear God. Thank you, Lord, that you promised me. If I believed and if I walked upright for you, you saved my whole household. Lord, thank you for running over in Germany today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, hallelujah, for being there, hallelujah. Lord, even as this word go, Lord, let it touch the heart of my grandson, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My grandson, Lord, that grew up loving you, that grew up knowing you. Lord, you promised me. Lord, you promised me. You don't break your promises, Lord. Never have and never will. And Father, I give you glory. Oh, I give you honor today, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. I can't do nothing but praise you. I can't do nothing but worship you, Lord. I can't do nothing but lift you up. Lord, I really do love you. Oh, God, I really do love you. Oh, Lord, I really do love you so much. And I'm so appreciative of you. I'm so thankful for you. How you keep me, dear God. Have you kept me these many years, dear God? Yes. Walked and you talked with me. Yes. Lord, I bless you. Yes. Oh, God, I worship you. Yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Shine your people this morning. Yes, Lord. Shine them this morning. Hallelujah. Purify them. Sanctify them, dear God. Fill your people with your precious and holy, wonderful Holy Spirit. And Lord, we bless you. Woo, glory. What a mighty God we serve. I'm all right now. I think I can read a little bit. It's all right. But hallelujah, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I just want to say I love you. I love you all. But God loves you more. God loves you. I can't do for you what God can do for you. I can't bring you through what God can bring you through. He loves you so much. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We talked about the blessings of God. Let me show you how you get blessed from God. Deuteronomy 28:1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all, how many?
All
of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations, above all people. Hearken diligently to every commandment. Not just the ones that feel good. Not just the ones that you want to do. God said, oh, he will set you on high, he said. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Are you waiting for blessings from the Lord today? Do you need a blessing? Do you need something from the Lord today? Are you being blessed today? I mean abundantly blessed. Yeah, you're blessed because you're sitting here. You're blessed because you got up this morning. But he's not talking about just that. He's talking about the abundance of blessing. He's talking about providing everything that you need. Taking care of every concern in your life. That's what God is talking about. He's not talking about just a get up. Yeah, he gives us breath. This is his breath I breathe. His breath. Do you thank him for the breath you breathe? Amen. Wouldn't be breathing if he wasn't breathing through you. You wouldn't. When he said, enough is enough, it's gone. That's the end of it. When God takes the breath away, that's why people die. Corona can't kill them. Cancer can't kill them. God takes his breath back. That's how people die. Know the God that we serve. Know how powerful he is. He's the one that put breath in your body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Are you blessed everywhere you go? Are you really blessed? Think about it now. If you're not, then it's time to do something. Hearken diligently to the commands of God. Because when we break his commands, we sin. And you know something? Sin separates us from God. Sin separates us from God. And God can't do much blessing in sin. He pours us little tribbles because he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to turn from whatever it is that's holding your bondage and turn to him. See, that's how merciful he is. That's how kind. Just like I said, even running all over the world, he had mercy on me, Linda. He kept me. He kept me. See, he knew where I was coming from. I didn't know where I was coming to. Had no idea that I ever stand up behind a pulpit. Had no idea. Wasn't something I ran after, just like I know my pastor didn't. But God. But God. But I say yes, Lord, to whatever. You got to say yes, Lord, to whatever he tells you to do. You might say, well, I can't preach. I don't teach. You say, I'm not a prayer. But God has given you something to do. God didn't save you to sit in a chair, a pulpit, a pew every Sunday and do nothing. And receive his blessings, his word, his anointing, to just sit there. You at least can pick up the phone and do what the, hallelujah, they say religion is. Call the widows and the orphans. Pray for the widows and the orphans. Do something. Stop laying around being trifling. Trifling. Because if you ain't working for God, you're trifling. Yeah, you're trifling. Yeah. Well, God is good. But he loves us trifling people. But he don't want us to stay trifling. He say, I'll take you just where you are. God will take us. But I love you too much to keep you there. To let you stay there. See, that's the God we serve. It's preparation time, saints of God. Time to get your life straightened out. Time to repent. Like Sheila talked about. Unforgiveness. It's a dangerous, dangerous demon. It's a demon. Is it a demon? Unforgiveness is a demon. And it will destroy you. You're holding stuff against people. They going on about their business. Probably praising God. Probably doesn't repent. And you holding stuff in your heart. Let God clean your heart. He said, a pure heart. That's what a song we sang, a pure heart. That's what I long for. Don't you long to have a pure heart? Don't you long to get up every morning with a smile on your face, even though you're broke down, even though you're tired? See, I get up in the morning early, and first thing we're going to do is give God glory, honor, and praise. First thing we're going to do is praise him. First thing we're going to do is tell him how much we love him every day, because that's all he asks of us. That is the easiest thing we could ever do. It don't take much to say, God, I love you so much. It don't take much to say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the work of the cross. Hallelujah. It doesn't take much for to say, precious and wonderful, sweet Holy Spirit, thanks for coming to live inside of me. Come, take control of me today. Walk me through this day. One step at a time. One minute at a time. It don't take much, saints of God. God didn't ask for too much. He's not a hard taskmaster. He gave us this mouth. We use it for a whole bunch of stuff. We do it for a whole bunch of stuff. But you know why he gave us this mouth? So we could praise him. Some of us just as loud like Sheila. Yes, can be. And she was loud when she was in the world. Because my husband said, here come the loud one. And that same old loudness she was had when she was in the world, she's using it to praise God. The same old mess you did when you was in the world. Same old feet that moved to the places that you shouldn't go. Same old hands that was up just waving. Marvin Yates, Lates, whatever. I assure you, I done forgot all that stuff. Same old stuff. Wave it to the glory and honor of God. It's time. That's what he gave me. He didn't give that to you to be dancing in the clubs. Herbert Jr.? Yep. He didn't give you these feet. He gave you these feet and these legs to dance and praise for him. Come on. It's time now. It's time to lay down those weights that so easily beset us to keep us from doing what God has called us. We're but a small number here. There's many that's coming because they're afraid. They're staying in fear. They really are. I talk to them all the time. But Jesus took 12, turned the world upside down. If you get in your rightful places, young men, women, young ladies, get in your rightful places. God got a plan for you. He really does. And you have never seen such joy as when you go and work for the Lord. Yes, he's going to let you enjoy your young life. He is. Yeah, God ain't tired to take everything away from you, but do it to the glory and honor of God. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This chapter talks about how much God will bless you if you're obedient to him. It's time now for us to be obedient. So you say, I don't know what to do. You'll never know what to do if you don't get in the Word of God. You'll never know what God wants you to do until you get in his Word inspired by the Holy Ghost. People say, well, men wrote that. Yeah, men ain't had enough wisdom to write this Bible here. Men don't have that wisdom. It was man penned it. It was inspired by the Holy Spirit. So it's time now for saints of God, for y'all to get in the Word. Do you eat every day? How many don't eat every day? Raise your hand. You ain't ate yesterday? That's Bernie's daughter? Get that girl something to eat. But if you eat food every day, you ought to eat the Word of God. You need that more than you need natural food. You need that. So if you're not in the Word of God, you don't take long. You ain't got to read no chapter after chapter after chapter. You know how I started out? I said, God, what do you have me to read today? And I just say, I turn the page. And most time it was exactly what I needed for that day. See, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a good God. He loves us so much. You wouldn't be here if God didn't love you so much. Well, we didn't just roll out the bed this morning. There's a reason. Some of us might not even want to be here this morning. But God urged us. Come on. Come, my children. I need you. You know, God needs us. We say we need God. God needs us. We're his hands and his feet. We're the only hands, feet, and mouth and eyes that he has down here. And when you're not in your rightful places, you're doing God an injustice. Come on, saints of God. Get in the game. I preached that the last time. But don't just get in the game. Do something when you're in the game. Don't keep on batting fouls and missing balls and stuff. Get up in the game and do something. Hit a home run. Bring somebody else in the game with you. That's our job. If you ain't praying for souls, lost souls, if you ain't praying for our President Donald Trump to get saved, you're doing God an injustice. Because God said, I'd have none to perish. I don't care how crazy he is. You know something? He ain't no worse than none of the rest of us in here. He's just out in public with his worstness, his isness. But he need a Savior just like me and you. So start praying, and then maybe this country might come together. God said, my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, turn from their wicked ways, praise him, then will I hear from heaven. Our land needs a healing. and we are God's people, then we ought to be praying. We ought to keep our mouth shut sometime, talking against a whole bunch of stuff, and start praying. Start praying. Come on, saints of God. It's time to get in the game. It's preparation time. God gave us instructions in Exodus 11 and 12. He also gave us instruction in Thessalonians. He also gave us instruction in Romans. Joshua, Job, all through the word, from Genesis to Revelation. I don't have to call them out to you. It's time for you now to get in it and see what God's saying to you this day. See, God don't say the same to me thing to me today as he might say to Sister Sharon. God is a God of individuality. That is a word, right? Individuality. God don't treat us like he done threw us in a group of people. God knows me by name. He said, he know every hair on my head. What's mine, what's not mine. He knows every hair on my head. God is so good. He loves you. And so it's time, really, it is time to get in the game. It is time to get prepared. And get prepared because Jesus truly is coming, saints of God. He really is. We don't know the day and not the hour. Not even Jesus knows it. Only the Father knows. But he said, get ready. Be prepared. I don't want him to come. I don't want him to come and take you all and leave me behind because of some stupid stuff that I'm doing. Let in my life that doesn't mean anything. The only sweet thing is Jesus. The only thing we need in our life is Jesus. And if you're doing anything that you shouldn't be doing, repent. He said, repent. Just turn away from it. He'll change you. You can't change yourself. You can't change yourself. But God can. I couldn't change myself. Let me tell you something else about me. I smoked for 37 years. Every day, curtains in the house just as yellow as they could be. Overnight, God said, throw those cigarettes in the trash. I threw them in the trash. Never had another desire for another cigarette in my life. It ain't like you got to be weaned off, nothing weaned off. He ain't weaned me off for nothing. He said, throw them in the trash. I was obedient, just had bought that pack. Out of obedience, he did it immediately. I have not had a cigarette in over 30-some years. Hallelujah. And I never had a desire for it. Never. So that's the same God I'm trying to tell you. Hallelujah. Just a few things he said. He said, go and make disciples. Love one another, some of the commandments. Pray for your enemies. Repent. He said, follow me. Follow Jesus. Let your light shine. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. He said, forgive one another. Forgive 70 times 7. He said, be reconciled. Don't lust after the things of this flesh and of this world. Seek God's kingdom first. Don't judge. Judge not, at least you be judged. With the same measure you judge others, you're going to be judged. Pray for one another. Treat people as you want to be treated. Don't fear those who kill the body, but he who can destroy the body and the soul. Give Caesar or the world what belongs to him, and give God what belongs to him. Pay your tithes and offering. Hallelujah. And Luke 21:27 says, then we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. The return of Jesus is sure. So, because what the Bible predicts will come to pass. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. God is our ever-present help. God is your ever-present help. If you have not accepted Jesus today as the Lord of your life, this is the day. I don't talk